So, the lectionary, you'll notice on the top of your bulletin the lectionary. What the lectionary is, it's in three different cycles. And then if you follow the lectionary, you can read through the Bible every 3 years all the way through. And it gives you little snippets here and there. It's really beneficial to preachers because it gives us something to think about all week and next week. And what do we want to talk about or look at the scriptures? And this week, you had the Song of Solomon, which he just read a portion of, Psalm 45, James chapter 1, and Mark chapter 7, which I referred to a little bit about the dirty hands. But we wonder why in the world is there a whole book dedicated to the Song of Solomon? Well, the Song of Songs, that some people call it, teaches us about the commitment is at the heart of most intimate and all relationships. A person and God and the most intimate of human relationships are husband and wife. Now, society can change the meaning if they want, but the meaning of marriage is between one woman and one man, and it's a sacred relationship. So we know that Solomon wasn't the purest guy on the whole world, even though he was the wisest man that ever lived, so to speak. But he had, and if you read it in the book of Ecclesiastes, you'll see that he had some challenges with his life. And he, at the end of his life, come to realize all the mistakes that he made, even though he was the wisest guy in all the earth. So why in the world is the Bible dedicated a whole book to the Song of Solomon? Some people believe the subject matter of the Song of Solomon is romantic love. And that's a very notable theme. Some try to allegorize the book in order to provide it a higher and more spiritual purpose. But what is low and unspiritual about the love between a husband and his wife? The Song of Solomon is dedicated to the theme of romantic love. Now, the Lord knows that we need love and how we should have love between one another, but more importantly, intimate love between a husband and a wife. Wait a minute. If I remember right, Solomon had more than one wife. You can find that in 1 Kings chapter 11. He had 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines. Now, it's uncertain whether and how old Solomon was when he composed the Song of Solomon, that his emphasis is on one true love. Now, many scholars that studied the Book of Solomon, we're not sure if he was writing about his first wife or not, but it would make more sense if he was before he got into the sinful multiplication of wives. So basically, the overall contents of the Song of Solomon reveals an important aspect about romantic love. For example, there's a proper time and place for romantic love to grow. Chapter 2, verse 7. Romantic love involves a longing between a man and a woman. Chapter 1, verses 2 and 4. Mutual admiration is in chapter 1 and chapter 2. And a desire to be together. Romantic love includes a sexual expression, and the appropriate context for sexual intimacy is within marriage. And you can find that in chapter 3 and chapter 5. So after the wedding, couples face many different situations when they stand at the altar and make that commitment to one another and to God. But they have lives to live, and it's the situations are different, and the challenges are there. So in the book of the Song of Solomon, occasionally, indifferences will crop up and time apart from each other, followed by renewed display of love and rekindling of the romance, and also important communications within a marriage. in chapter 7 focuses on the improvement in that area and the increase of intimacy. Now, there's a lot of people that have long-lasting relationships in marriage, and like Phil and Betty and many others that we know, but it's not always a smooth road. And I think that's why God put this book in the Bible, so that we can look at some of those things and see how important it is for one another to work through the many troubles, but yet stay faithful to the Word of God. God presents love as something to be desired, that's for sure. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. If one were to give all their wealth to one house for love, it would ultimately be scorned. But the Song of Solomon in chapter 8, verse 7 says, true love endures. And we're grateful for that this morning. So in our society that we are, in our culture, and all the things where people are ridiculing about marriage and different things and broken relationships, the principles found in the Song of Solomon offer a godly perspective on the importance of marriage. Romantic love, communications between husband and wife, and the value of a marriage that endures. So, first teaching, you'll be blessed because I decided to take three of the lectionary scriptures and do a little teaching on them. So now you got the first one from the Song of Solomon.